all of Israel, Palestine, was a Roman colony. And more than that, it was a conquered land. And the coin of the realm, from the Roman point of view, was this denarius. It's sort of like buying a ticket. You have to buy that money, and then you use that money. You see? And so now they want to find out if they can trap Jesus with this. Because if he says, don't pay it, he goes to jail. And if he says, do pay it, he loses the support of many of the people. And so they're trying to trap him. And of course, the scene is interesting. The Pharisees and the Herodians, they hate each other. The only thing they can agree on is trying to eliminate Jesus. Outside of that, they have nothing to do with each other. This is not the first time in Mark's gospel they've been together like this. You'll find it in chapter 3 as well. And that all this flattery, you do not regard a person's status, you're a truthful man, that's all to get them all puffed up. Yeah, sure, you don't have to pay it. Then they've got them. Even we can see how stupid that is. But you see, they don't know Jesus at all. And so, knowing their hypocrisy, see, he said, why are you piradzontes? Why are you putting me to the test? That's the tempter, is ho piradzon, the Satan. Bring me a denarius, which is the Caesar coin. Huh? That's why, for instance, there were money changers at the temple. Because at the temple, you're not going to pay in Roman money. So you take your denarius and you change it in for temple money, and then you pay your temple tax with that money. You see, they're in competition with each other. And that's why there were money changers there at the temple. So they brought one to him. And he said to them, whose image and inscription is this? They said, Caesar's. And now you know the answer. Repay is this translation, which is not so bad. It's apodidomi. Pay back to Caesar's what Caesar's, and to God what belongs to God, which is everything. Now that principle is still with us, and we still have struggles with it. Huh? What is the role of the state, and what is the role of the church? You see, the church is the body of Christ. The church is the place of salvation. The church is the place of preaching. But we live in state governments. Now that's easier for Catholics to see than Protestants, because Protestants are much more indigenous. They don't have a pope someplace. We know we're international. They don't. And so they can be more easily tricked than we. But then we have a great lot of theoreticians who are just about ready to give up with this. See, so how does this work out in practice? Well, it's been a struggle from the beginning. When the Christians had this new way of life, and didn't worship the gods of the establishment, they were killed. These gods, these are these forces of the universe. Huh? People today don't openly acknowledge them, but that's what they're serving. And so they're mad at us, because of you Christians. And so the charge against the Christians was atheism. They were martyred because they were atei. They were not worshiping the gods. Old Polycarp, when he stood up there, he said, I'm not the Atheos, you are. I have one true God, and I know who he is, and I know who his son is, and I worship him and glorify him, and he has saved the world. You're the one without a God. This was the back in those days. And not only in those days. Of course, Jefferson's principle about the separation of church and state meant that the state should not interfere with the church. That's what the principle was. And so now it's gotten that you can't talk about God in public because that's separation of church and state. It's not what the founding fathers meant, all of whom said we have to believe in God in order to have a state. Read again the Declaration of Independence, read the Constitution. All men are endowed by their Creator. They didn't want to be Christian, exactly, but they took a lot of Christian morality. I mean, Jefferson wrote out pages of the gospel, but only the moral teaching. You see, the idea that Jesus is God and he did all these miracles, that kind of thinking belongs to the infancy of the race. You know, we're beyond that now. But the moral teaching, there's nothing as great. So here we are today trying to figure out what to render to Caesar and what to render to God's, right? I mean, this is the principle. They're going to have 2 weeks of demonstration or speeches, and it's all about this. When does the state overtake its bounds? Back when St. Ambrose was the Bishop of Milano, Theodosius was the emperor, and he was a Christian. He had just murdered 30 people who were in rebellion or something. And Ambrose said to him, wrote him a letter and said, two there are, Theodosius, who run this world. You run this, and God runs the rest. Now, he said, unless you come in front of my church and do penance, you cannot come to midnight mass. You can be a good emperor, but now you've transgressed. And God doesn't want you in church unless you've repented. Theodosius, who was not overly devout, knew if he didn't repent, he'd lose the loyalty of most of his people. So he went and stood in front of the church on a snowy night and repented. Two there are, O emperor, you see. There's not just one principle running this world. And that's what we're faced with right now. The European Union, nothing to do with God. There's only one principle that runs this world, us. That's the challenge here. Render to Caesar what's Caesar's. Yes, pay your taxes, but render to God what's God's. That second part is systematically eliminated. And so, and then there's nothing left but the state. And then, of course, in the state, the ones who run the state. We're God. And then all the inequities, you see. Communism, great idea, everybody's going to be equal. Are you kidding? All the rulers of Russia all owned 5 or 6 villas. They all had all they wanted. And the people are standing in line for food. If you lose sight of God, you just plain lose sight. And that's the principle. And it's here in a very simple, direct, you know, give to Caesar's what's Caesar's. Paying for abortion is not a right of Caesar's. So we're not going to do it. And we can't. We'll close all your hospitals. You can do whatever you have to do. After all, today is the feast of a martyr. Stop preaching the gospel. He's in Germany at the time. And he said, I can't stop preaching the gospel. It's the liberating truth for the whole human race. So they killed him. It's quite an interesting gospel to meditate on. Our Lord, who is God, incarnate, giving us this principle. Yes, recognize the duties of the state. We wouldn't have roads or electricity or water in our houses and all the rest if there wasn't some overall governing body. But it is subject to God.